You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
It is indeed time for Friday Live, and we've got the very exciting Adam Hathaway in the studio. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm most good.
You're most good?
Most good.
You're up here in Tamaki Makaurau, all the way from Ototahi, which is nice.
Once again, we're here a couple months ago. It's always good to be back, just straight off the plane.
And you just got here.
And I'm having a McLeod's Lager. That's you going down a treat.
That's the best. Shout out McLeod's. Thank you so much, McLeod's. Oof. We love you, McLeod's. It tastes good. I'm very excited to have you here. High Horse has been out for just under a month, like...
Just over a month.
6th of November.
Something like that.
8th of November.
What's the date today? 9th of December?
This is the 6th?
Oh, yeah. Oh, under a month. You're right. You're very right.
Thank you.
I just have no idea what... Because we've been touring, that's my excuse. I've actually just been doing nothing for like the last 5 days.
You've been busy. I think my first question that came to mind after I had, you know, listened to the album and then looked at, you know, the press and all, everything like that, which also, sick press picks. Love them.
Oh, cool.
But the... It's like you in a suit and you're like, groovy.
Yeah.
They're so groovy.
True, the green suit or whatever.
But the first question that came to mind is like, how important were cowboy movies growing up to you? Because it feels like you lean into the Western thing like it's a...
Well, I saw the classic 1992 Clint Eastwood movie Unforgiven in 2005 when I was 11 years old. And that's the spectrum talking.
The Root.
And, you know, I've just gone back and forth. I haven't seen that many classics. Like, I haven't even seen... what have I seen? I need to see Rio Grande. I haven't even seen that many cowboy movies, but there's a lot of, I don't know. Do you like cowboy movies?
I've been trying to get into them. My dad's a big cowboy fan, but I've been trying to get into them slowly.
Rio Bravo, sorry.
It's a slog. No, I need to tap into it.
Yeah. The sun is sinking in the west, the kettle going down to the stream. That's on that one.
I love that so much.
I can tell you that much.
That's so groovy. How's the reception been to the album since it's been out? Have you had many, I guess, people tapping in and being like, I really love it?
Yeah, but I can't tell if they're lying or not.
Yeah, true that. So it feels like that nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I really do like the album. I think, as I was saying to you before, like it's a fresh new sound. Especially new music nowadays can feel quite homogenous, so it's nice to have something refreshing and different. It's really beautiful.
I'm real glad to hear that.
Yeah. Do you want to play a track for us?
I'll play a track from the album for you.
Yeah, lovely.
This is called Dark Places. Well, you can all settle down, but you know that's never been my style. Yeah, you mind the storm, I'm gonna have to walk for a while. Garden see some of my favorite faces hang around in those dark, dark places. Well, it all came and went, but no one even noticed we were here. On the dark side of town, you can always feel a chill in the air. Look at the clock, almost time to leave. Only got one trick left and it's pissing out my sleeve. But don't let me bring everyone down to my level. Caught between the deep blue sea and some kind of devil. There's no communist plot. There was never any reason to hide. While my conscience is clean, but it took me on a never-ending ride. I'm a clean-cut kid, never had any fun. Just waiting on a bus that didn't even come. worse things have happened to much better people. Don't make one bit of difference, all things being equal.
The harmonica makes me so happy. I'm so happy that you pulled that out. That's so amazing.
No one ever sees that.
It makes me, I love it. I love it so much. And that's the last track on the album, right?
That's right.
How did you do sequencing for the album? How did you work that out?
We had a listening party and we got our friends together. And Morgie, my friend who used to live here, and she's going to be singing a couple of songs with us tonight, actually, at Whammy Bar.
Beautiful.
It was her idea to put that song at the end of the album because she said, well, you know, you say that... your conscience is clean, but it took you on a never-ending ride. Mm. Maybe the whole album was the ride or something. Damn. Like that. There was some other lyrical like opening line on the first song that made sense in relation to that. Yeah. So we did. Someone even had sticky note, like post-it notes on the wall trying to find the best order. So we really, you know, tried to get the order right.
I love it so much.
Listening party is a good idea.
I feel like you talk about that kind of collaboration, but collaboration's been so massive for this album, right? Like produced by the one and only Marlon Williams.
Marlon, yeah.
What was that like?
Really good.
How did you get him on board to produce this? You guys friends?
Yeah, we're both from Otatahi, and we've worked together a little bit before, and kind of lots of similar musical interests. And I realized that he hadn't produced someone else's album, but I knew that he had self-produced, and I loved the sound of his records, and asked him to do that, and it really worked out really well.
That's so awesome. Well, I guess we should hear the next song, maybe.
Sure.
If you're keen for that.
This is a song by George Jones that actually Marlon introduced me to a long time ago. So it's the great George Jones song, Just One More. Put the bottle on the table, let it stay there till I'm not able to see a face in every place that I go. I've been sitting here so long, just remembering that you're gone. Well, one more drink of wine, and if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another. I keep drinking, it won't matter. Keep pretending that I still have her. I don't know why I sit and cry every day. I've been trying to forget, but I haven't stopped it yet. Well, one more drink of wine, and if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another. Put the bottle on the table, let it stay there till I'm not able to see a face in every place that I go. I keep drinking, it won't matter. Keep pretending that I still have her. Well, one more drink of wine, and if you're still on my mind, one drink, just one more, and then another.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you. So guys. Beautiful, so beautiful. Was there a moment that stands out in your brain of being like, hearing a song and being like, this is the type of music I want to make? Was there a moment like that for you? Or was it
yeah,
a collection of songs?
I think it happens all the time. But when I... the funny thing is, I haven't really deviated much my whole life. Like when I was like 10 years old, I heard like the Rolling Stones, and I was like, "This is the kind of music I want." Sick. Like, and it's all been, you know, similar, tangent, like not that far off course from that ever since then.
That's beautiful.
But I hear new things that I'm like, yes, I want to add that and want to, you know, be involved in that as well.
Is there a song recently that sticks out to you, and you're like, yeah, that element there is something I really love and want to bring in?
Yeah. It was probably about 5 years ago I really got into George Jones and like a similar country music like Johnny Paycheck, and I definitely wanted to incorporate that style of singing into what I do. And to bring it back to the album, that was kind of a little bit of a reference point for the way that Marlon would try to get me to sing at some points in the album. So yeah, I'm sure it's happened since then, I just can't think of anything, but it does all the time, you know.
That was actually one of the things that stuck out to me about your album, was just your singing. And it must have been, was it stressful at times, or like a strain on your voice to do those kind of things?
Probably, yeah, because I was singing quite a lot. Yeah. It was a very short amount of time. And so, because we really intensely focused on the vocals, like for the start of it, for when we started each song, we'd start with the vocals, we'd start with the guide track and then do the vocals and then spend a few hours on the... during all the vocals and going over and over certain lines, and it was actually quite not stressful, but intense, because I just wanted it to be good and I want it to work out. And it's a pretty intensive process.
Yeah, 100%. I do want to talk a little bit about the Haunters, because they're not with you right now, but they're definitely here in Tamaki Makaurau
somewhere.
How did that come about? How did you bring that group of people together?
Well, we started this band and we've, you know, basically been on the same kind of vibe the whole time. We've had this band for 6 years now, and it's been a revolving lineup, but the core band has stayed together. My buddy Elmore, who I write all the songs with.
Great name.
Yeah, Elmore Jones.
That's cool.
It's a good name. And I was actually listening to Elmore James last night, thinking, yeah, good namesake. We've been working together closely this whole time, and then, you know, the lineup kind of shifts a little bit. We've had a pretty solid lineup for the last 2 years, and the band that's playing tonight at the Whammy Bar is the pretty solid lineup we've had for a while. And we all kind of like the same music, and it seems to be working out okay at the moment.
That's awesome. I do want to stress that point one more time. You're playing tonight at Whammy
Bar.
Whammy Bar. Tickets still available?
There's several left.
Damn.
Three dozen, maybe more, maybe less, but there are some tickets left.
Cool. So people can head to UTR, is it UTR? Head to Under the Radar or On the Door too? Yeah.
Should be fine.
Get along to that gig, you heard it. Do you have another song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful.
This one was actually done as a duet with Tamaki Makaurau's very own Ernie Bell. You know her?
Yeah, we love Ernie Bell.
And so I'm going to try to do her part.
Is this High Horse?
Actually, no, it's the other one that we did with her. It's called Mercy for the Week. I think I'll leave High Horse. I don't know if I can get on the horse right now. So it's Mercy for the Week.
You're a liar and a cheat. You have no mercy for the weak. And I don't know why I keep on coming back. You just don't know how it feels. You're just a heart attack on wheels. And I'm pinned against the wall, and that's a fact. Well, it ain't exactly dead. It just won't get out. And I don't know why I feel the same way. Just when I think I've had enough, I just keep on acting tough. I'm a cautionary tale, so stay away. Will you have everything you need? Satisfaction guarantee. And you've broken every law along the way. But if your heart is made of stone, I wish you'd just leave me alone. Cause in the end you know it's me that's gotta pay. Well, it ain't exactly death, it just won't get out of bed. And I don't know why I'm feeling the same way. Just when I think I've had enough, I just keep on acting tough. I'm a cautionary tale, so stay away.
I love it, love it, love it, love it. Molly's loving it too. Shout out, Molly. I do have a question for you about physical sales of your music. Did you release a vinyl alongside this?
Leather Jacket Records in Christchurch. Our good buddy Matthias put out this album.
Groovy.
And he put out a 7-inch for High Horse. It's got a B-side on the album. Yeah, and the album got it on vinyl.
That is so sick. Where can people go and pick it up? Is it stocked at Flying Out up here? Do you know?
It's got to be. Yeah? It is.
Yeah. The Ghost of Christmas is like, yes. That's awesome. Well, I don't want to strain your voice too much, but do you have one more song for us?
Sure.
That'd be beautiful.
This is a song... We're not doing any covers tonight at our show at Whammy Bar. I mean, we can if you want. But there's a song written by Warren Zevon, and it's on our third record called Wollstone, Texas. The song's called Mutineer. Maybe not. Yeah. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Hoist the mainsail and here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. I was born to rock the boat. Some may sink, we will float. Grab your coat, let's get out of here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Yesterday we laughed at shadows. Lightning flashed and thunder followed us. You could never find us here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Yesterday we laughed at shadows. Lightning flashed and thunder followed us. You could never find us here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Hoist up the mainsail and here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. I'm your mutineer. Thank you.
Thank you appreciate so much for pulling out the harmonica, man. Yeah, I appreciate you. If you enjoyed that, which I know you did, you can head along to the gig tonight at Whammy Bar. Tickets on the door and under the radar. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me, Nick.
Have a beautiful show.
Yeah.
Friday Live on 95BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.